So if you're at a meeting like this, the danger for you is not the first one, is not being diverted, because you've already fully entered the search. You've already fully and sincerely tried to get answers, and are trying to get answers, and are trying to know what this is all about, and are trying not to ignore the question of what is death, the question of who am I, the question of what is life, the question of is there God, what is truth, all the essential questions. If you're at a meeting like this, you're not avoiding those. The people who aren't here or at a meeting like this, or who would never go to a meeting like this, are in that situation. They've chosen choice number one. Distract yourself. Pretend you're not going to die. Maybe before your time comes, they'll find a cure for death. Distract yourself and don't concern yourself, so that you don't have to be needlessly anxious. So you're the minority. You've chosen door number two. If it was Monty Hall, you would have had three doors to choose from, but there's no Monty Hall. He passed away, so you only get the choice of two doors. So there's only one danger for you. And it's the biggest danger that you face. And I'm simply wanting to tell it to you so you're aware of it. The danger is giving in. The danger is not persisting. Because you may not get a lot of support for your search. You may not get a lot of opportunities, or as many as you'd like, to pursue your questions, to pursue your search. Sure, there's meetings like this, but you also have to go earn a living, and you also have to put food on the table, and you also have to wash the car, feed the dog, and all that other stuff. So the real danger is that whether you give up after one day, one month, one year, one day, one decade, or five decades, the danger is that you'll give up. That you won't get a satisfying enough response or answer, or you won't get to where you think you need to get, or you won't experience the experiences that you think you're supposed to or want to. And in some way, somewhere along the line, before you reach the end point, before the question is resolved for you, you just kind of, in one way or another, give up. Either you kind of continue to think of yourself as a spiritual seeker, as a searcher, and you kind of just go into an apathy about it, kind of go on with life, but kind of, oh well. Or you literally, and this happens to so many people, say, I tried it and it didn't work. I gave it the old college try. I did it for 10 years. And I never reached where some people said they reached. Maybe it's not for me. Or maybe they were lying. Maybe it's all kind of a fiction. Some people make money from it. Maybe I got tricked. Maybe it's all not true. Maybe there's no way to get a real answer. So in whatever form the giving up happens, whether it's an apathy or just a kind of laziness, whether it's a real gut-wrenching, dark night of the soul kind of, oh my God, there's no way for me to get there, and a sad and depressed giving up, no matter what form it takes, how it's felt, what it is, this is the only danger for the people in this room, to not persist, to settle for a non resolution to somehow get disappointed enough, exasperated enough, impatient enough, tired out enough, disgruntled enough that you give up on truth. You give up in some way